you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Thursday, April 7th, 2016, and it was exactly 20 years ago today that our historic first ever broadcast on WGNN 102.5 FM aired to God's glory. Those of you that were tuned in Monday, I sure hope you were blessed by recounting all those different things that we set out to do 20 years ago and we continue to see God do through this radio ministry through you. And in fact, yesterday, wow, it was an incredible scene as over 50 Great News Radio volunteers gathered and assembled the 500 gift boxes, collated and sorted a number of materials that we put in an envelope. We got our 12-page bulletin all set for tonight with an insert. And so it was just so wonderful and encouraging to have all these volunteers together over at Lincoln Square Mall. And tonight, the festivities will be starting at 4:30 with the Urbana High School Orchestra, followed by Game Time for All Ages with Dr. G. Brainworks. That'll happen from about 5:15 to 6 o'clock. Then from basically 6 to 7, actually 6 to 6:55, because at 6:55, 5 minutes before 7, there'll be opening remarks. The singing men will take the stage. And so we're going to start the program a few minutes early because we have a lot to fit in. And that'll be followed by words by Phil Shepherd, our MC for the evening. He's the national director of the Moody Broadcasting Network. Our Great News Radio Theater Troupe will do a little drama and a skit. And then pastor, teacher, author, host of Running to Win, the Moody Church senior pastor, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, will share a message. So it's going to be a great evening. There's still room. We set up yesterday 1,086 chairs. So rain, snow, high winds, nothing should keep you away from Lincoln Square Mall, as we'll be gathering to celebrate 20 years that God has worked in and through these airwaves, through our various radio events, trips to Israel, singing men concerts, various activities that we've dedicated to his glory as we educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in. So there's still time, and if you go to our website and register, then you're guaranteed a free Dr. Lutzer book along with a Great News Radio God Listens You Can Too tote bag. Our 500 gift boxes have been designated for those who had signed up earlier, but there will be other things that will be given away. And as far as the cake and ice cream and brownies and desserts, Ken and Jan Roderick, they've also made some sugar-free and gluten-free. So that'll be given out between basically 6 and 7 p.m. tonight. And I should mention the Homer Soda Bottling Company. They're going to be providing some tastings in the food court. So be sure to get there and sample some of those old-fashioned favorites. These are in glass bottles. And Kate and some of our volunteers will be there to serve you up. And you can find out more about the upcoming Homer Soda Festival in Homer, Illinois. And they'll have VIP tickets available. Family Christian Bookstore will have a table set up, along with Harold Green. He'll be providing music in the food court from about 6:15 to 7 o'clock while you're eating cake and desserts and some of that great right punch. And from about 6 to 6:15, Daniel Melling will be playing his violin. So we hope to see you at Lincoln Square Mall later today into the evening as we celebrate all that God has done through this radio ministry. And wow, the volunteers yesterday were phenomenal, off the charts great. We had a lot of fun, got to pray up the evening and just talk about what God is doing in our lives. And so it was so fun and wonderful. And it'd be too hard to list all that were involved and all the people doing setup and getting the staging in place. Wait till you see the staging and then the 1,086 chairs. Oh, lots to say. I better just hold back because I have a special feature on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Now, some of you know, a month or so back, I was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. And as we got to meet up with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, he shared some remarks about he will be the preacher, basically his autobiography, the story of God's providence in his life. And because so many radio broadcasters wanted to interview him, and he's got such a busy schedule, it's really unrealistic for me or other broadcasters to have him on. Various people submitted questions, and then he kind of just answered them. So you're going to hear the questions. I'm going to kind of narrate, and then he'll respond to the various questions that were asked. And I think you'll enjoy some of the insights he shared, and he'll be featured tonight, so you'll be really blessed. He's bringing his wife Rebecca down. And then tomorrow, there's still some room for pastors or leaders. Thank you, God, for the Hilton Garden Inn. And they said, hey, we can accommodate up to the last second. So if you have some other pastor friends or area leaders that want to attend the breakfast where he'll be addressing the topic, Equip for Your Calling, it'll be at 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, basically 9 to 10. But you need the RSVP because we have to make arrangements and such. That'll be tomorrow, Friday, April 8th, and you can call the station for more information. But anyways, back to kind of an interview with Dr. Erwin Lutzer on his book, He Will Be the Preacher, which he'll be giving out free of charge to area pastors and leaders that come to the breakfast. And also, if you sign up online at greatnewsradio.org, in the registration form, you can click a box and he'll have a free copy of one of his books available for you tonight. So lots of reasons to get registered and show up to Lincoln Square Mall as we enjoy celebrating 20 years of what God has done in and through this radio ministry. So do that, greatnewsradio.org. And if you don't have internet access or an email address, you can call Karen. Of course, her ears are getting tired. We've had a lot of calls this last week, as we've had over 900 people sign up online or call in. That's how I know we're going to have 1,000 plus. In fact, yesterday at Lincoln Square Mall, I could almost say hundreds of people, certainly dozens and dozens of people stopped by. What's going on? What are you guys doing? Why is the stage being set up? And even when they were singing some of the songs just rehearsing, people were like, wow, is there going to be a concert here tonight? We said, nope, it's all happening tomorrow. And so I believe we'll have 1,000 plus people in attendance. And so come celebrate with us. And one thing to be aware of, parking. With all these people, parking will be a premium. There is a public parking garage in downtown Urbana, right across the street from the Lincoln Square Mall. And the parking attendants have told me after 6 p.m. they leave, so it's free. So if you get there at 4 or 5 and you stay later than 5:59, it's free. So as many of you that can, park in the parking garage just north of Lincoln Square Mall. And also be aware of the fact that the hotel there will tow your car out if you're parked in the north or west side of the hotel adjacent to Lincoln Square Mall. That's the hotel parking. Do not park there, but park all around Lincoln Square Mall and certainly in the parking garage right across the street just north, or you could say just west of the courthouse. But come on out to Lincoln Square Mall tonight and celebrate with us. Okay, as mentioned, you're going to hear Dr. Lutzer now give kind of an overview or an introduction into why he wrote this book and a little of his life story, just a couple minutes worth. And then you'll see how I work this little interview using various questions that were submitted to him and his various responses. So here's Dr. Erwin Lutzer, our featured guest tonight at our 20th celebration. And many of you know him through his program, Running to Win, or the Moody Church Hour, dozens of books, and just a great all-around wonderful man of God. Here's Dr. Erwin Lutzer.
Hi, this is Erwin Lutzer. I'm answering questions regarding my autobiography, He Will Be the Preacher. I wrote my autobiography to give praise to God. What I wanted to do is to show people how God led me when I was unaware of it. So it's not really about me as much as God's leading, and I might say also it is about God's faithfulness in answering the prayers of my parents. And so to me, I believe that this story will encourage people, give them faith, and it will help all of us to understand that God takes a special interest in all of our lives.
Hi, I'm Erwin Lutzer. Have you ever felt like you were groping in the dark and couldn't see where God was leading? Or have you struggled to trust Him to keep you on the right path? When I was a baby, our pastor's wife gave me a kiss and said, He will be the preacher, which is now the title of my autobiography. My life illustrates this basic truth. If we trust God's wise leading, He will lead us even when we are not aware of it. God kept me from a bad marriage, directed me to the schools I attended, and then stayed with me during challenging times. He Will Be the Preacher is a story about divine providence, the story of praying parents, and a God who leads His children. I pray that as you read it, you'll be encouraged, challenged, and determined to believe in God's guidance, even when your path is unclear.
Tell us about the title.
My mother told me that when I was a baby sleeping in a crib, the pastor and his wife who married them came over for a visit. And before the pastor's wife left, she leaned over, apparently, and gave me a kiss and said in German, "Er wird der Prediger sein," He will be the preacher. And you know, throughout the years, I've thought about that, and I've thought about whether or not she was speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, or perhaps it was an offhand comment. I don't know. But isn't it remarkable that her prediction did come to pass? So that's the title of my autobiography.
Give us a few examples of what you call destiny decisions.
One of the things I emphasize in the book is that there are many decisions that we make in life that are really inconsequential. Something like driving a car, the speed that you are going perhaps, or whether you have the heater on or the air conditioner. It doesn't matter because it's not going to affect your ultimate destiny. But when the GPS says, in a mile, turn right, now you have a destiny decision that will determine where you end up. And what I try to show is that many decisions that I made in life that I thought were most natural, I did not understand the consequences at all. In retrospect, they are destiny decisions. It was God connecting the dots from a boy born on a farm 5 miles from a town of 75 people, and how God connected those dots so that eventually I would become the pastor of Moody Church. But we don't see the providence of God when we are experiencing these events. Only in retrospect can we look back and marvel at God's goodness in connecting those dots in our lives. As a matter of fact, I'd like to just give some examples of destiny decisions. For example, I tell the story of how my inability to fill out an application form for a scholarship redirected my entire life in an important way, and I didn't even realize it at the time, or how God kept me from a bad marriage, or how a chance remark by a seminary professor actually launched my writing career. And then most importantly, we came to the Moody Church back in 1977, and we were looking for a parking space. This would be the first time we would ever visit the church for a service. And I dropped my wife and children off, and then I was looking for a parking space, but there were none, except that a man walked across the street, backed out, I backed in, and then I met Rebecca in the lobby, and Pastor Wiersbe was walking with his coat on. And I said, "Pastor Wiersbe, what are you doing here? It's 10 minutes before the service." He said, "Erwin, I'm sick. I'm on my way home. Will you preach for me this morning?" And so the first time we ever worshiped at the Moody Church, I preached at the Moody Church. Once again, another providential leading of God that led me to be the pastor, and God deserves the glory.
You speak a lot about Billy Graham's impact on your life. Please comment.
Billy Graham's influence in my life was absolutely huge. I was maybe 11 or 12. We went to the first Billy Graham film, Mr. Texas. And I came back hooked on Billy Graham. I impersonated him. I read books about him. I listened to The Hour of Decision. And I would never have dreamed out there on the farm milking cows and riding my father's tractor. I would never have even possibly dreamed that someday I'd have the opportunity of spending 20 minutes with him in my study here at the Moody Church. So all of this really is of God. But he was a great inspiration to me. His impact in my life is great. And I told him that when we had those few minutes together. And in all humility, he said, "You know, that's too bad because nobody should ever follow me." And I was so taken aback by that because here he is, one of the most famous men in all the world. And instead of receiving that compliment as if it belonged to him, he immediately passed the glory on to Jesus. I was very impressed with that.
You have a chapter on your parents. What lessons can we draw from their lives?
You know, their story is so important that chapter 2 of the book, I think, is one of the most important because it does tell their story. They were Germans, but they were brought up in the Ukraine. And in World War I, they became refugees, so they went to, my mother's family went to Siberia, my father's family went to Afghanistan, brothers and sisters died along the way. After the war, they came back, and then they both came to Canada independently because they didn't know each other, and they met in a little church where my mother was converted. My dad asked if he could walk my mother home, and this is their first date. And on the way, he asks whether she would marry him. She said she'd have to think about it, but in less than 3 weeks, they were married. But the great lesson from their life is prayer. They prayed earnestly for their children. As a matter of fact, I believe that my own ministry today is still a result of their prayers, even though they are in heaven now. But they were people who just stubbornly believed God. One story, a hailstorm came and wiped out our crop, and my father did not have insurance. And this was our whole year's worth of money that would come to us, and they asked us to get on our knees to give God thanks, because they said, somehow we will make it. And so that's the kind of people they were, simple, but just determined to believe God and to raise children for His glory. And so I am most blessed, and the lessons from their life really are transforming.
In case you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Now, many times you're used to hearing Joey Kroll's voice, and he will be at our gathering tonight, so come on out and say hi to him. But I thought I would share this special feature of Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He will be the preacher, as he shared with various broadcasters a couple months back at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. And so we had a number of questions asked of him. And so I'm kind of filling in with those questions, and these were his responses. But you can see him live tonight as he's our keynote speaker at our 20th anniversary celebration. So if you're coming, please stop by our website and register, greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org. And if you register, not only will you get a Great News Radio tote bag, but you'll get a free Dr. Erwin Lutzer book. So stop by greatnewsradio.org and get registered. And if it's a last-minute decision, no problem, just show up. We're setting up 1,086 chairs. The sound system is phenomenal, and all these great arrangements are being made for you. So don't miss out. Show up to Lincoln Square Mall tonight with the formal program beginning right at 6:55 p.m. Trust me, it'll be right at 6:55 p.m. that we take the stage, concluding around 8:30 p.m. But wait, there's more. There's pre-event events with the Urbana High School Orchestra presenting at 4:30, Dr. G. Brainworks at 5:15 to about 6 o'clock. And that's when you can enjoy cake and ice cream and brownies and various desserts in the food court, along with that great Wright Punch. The Homer Soda Company will be there providing tastings of their various sodas. And during that time, you can hear Daniel Melling playing his violin, and he'll be followed by Harold Green, who we featured yesterday and on Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. So he'll have a time of worship, and then we'll direct you all to the main hallway, the main stage, where the singing men will kick off the evening, followed by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and then Dr. Erwin Lutzer. So don't miss out. Come join us at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Okay, back to this interview with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He will be the preacher, the story of God's providence in his life, with the question, you have a chapter on how God kept you from a bad marriage. Tell us about it.
Yes, how thankful I am that even though I thought that God was leading me to a young woman, and she thought the same, all the signs were there, and yet God put me through tremendous depression and kept me from that marriage. And there's some irony here, because in my final year of seminary, instead of taking her to the senior banquet, she had a conflict, so I asked another young woman to come. And she was dating someone else, and this young woman, whose name was Rebecca, asked her boyfriend if she could be with me just for the evening, because I was on the head table impersonating Billy Graham. That was my responsibility there at the banquet. And so she came with me, and on the way home, She joked that if we ever got married, we would have our honeymoon in Colorado. 2 years later, we got married, and yes, we did have our honeymoon in Colorado. The point of the story is this: God was leading me, and He didn't allow me to make a wrong decision when it came to marriage. And that's why I decided to tell that story.
Of course, now you are married to Rebecca. Tell us about her.
Rebecca came from an abusive home. So throughout the years, she has had her own struggles. But the remarkable thing is she is such a woman of strength, such a woman of character and prayer, and a remarkable mother and grandmother. And you know how God leads people together who are very different? We are very different. But God knows how desperately I need a wife who has her feet on the ground, so to speak, who's very realistic, who is one who is faithful to me and to the children, and just a remarkable Christian woman. And how glad I am. It's been a privilege of mine to be married to Rebecca.
Moody Church, you say it has been a great privilege to serve as senior pastor for the past 35 years. What have been some of the challenges of the ministry at the church?
Well, here at the Moody Church, of course, we've had our share of blessings and burdens and challenges, certainly. And sometimes those challenges come to us because we've asked staff members to leave. Every pastor knows how difficult that is to go through and the kind of criticism that you get as a result. But in addition to that, we had an arson fire in the mid-80s, which created its own challenges. But I'm thinking also of when we were accused by the media of denying access to our Sunday school for a young boy who had AIDS. Now, we had done that only temporarily with the intention of studying the matter. In those days, churches did not have a policy of universal precautions. We wanted to study that so that then we could invite him back. But it was at a time when this issue was so huge in the media, back in the 90s, and so we were vilified by the press. In a sense, that was one of our darkest days of ministry. And then there have been other challenges along the way as well.
Your transition, what lies in your future?
Well, back in January, that's January of 2015, I mentioned to the congregation that it was really time for them to seek a new senior pastor. I'd been here for 35 years, 73 years old, and even though I still believe that I have lots of years in my future of ministry, I felt that it was time that the church began to think in terms of transition. And that is happening, but I'm going to continue to be the pastor until a replacement is found, which could be quite far in the distance. We'll see how God leads. But as far as my future beyond that is concerned, the elders have agreed that I'm going to become the pastor emeritus. As such, I'll continue with the media ministry. We will continue with Running to Win, and that all, God willing, will continue into the future. And in addition to that, I'm going to be holding rallies. Rebecca and I have had seminars for pastors and their wives, and so we hope to do some of that. Of course, I'm going to be doing some writing. But here's the bottom line. I have been asking the Lord, how can I best invest my life into the future generation? Because I have a great burden for the church in America. And I just trust that God will grant me that ability. Of course, I'll have many opportunities to minister, but the question is, how can I have the greatest impact? So God has blessed me with good health so far. My father, you know, lived to 106, my mother to 103. I always say that my parents lived so long that until my father died, I'm sure that all of their friends in heaven thought that they just didn't make it. But thanks be to God, they made it. They were very godly, and of course, someday we'll be reunited with them. But the question is, how do we best serve the Lord until that time?
What are the takeaways from your autobiography?
After reading my autobiography, what I want people to say to themselves is this. Number one, God is faithful. God is seeking leadership for His church, and sometimes in unlikely places. Even from farms in Canada or the United States or around the world. And so even now, we may think to ourselves, well, who is going to be the next pastor, or who are going to be the next leaders? And you and I need to have the confidence to believe that God is grooming that leadership even now. Also, I want people to have great faith. I want them to say, you know, in light of the fact that God takes such special interest in his children and leads so specifically, I'm going to trust God for that kind of leadership in my own life, because the way in which God led me, most assuredly, is the same way that he leads others, sometimes in obvious ways, sometimes in ways that aren't too obvious, but nonetheless, he does lead his dear children along. Another thing I want people to see is that ministry has both blessings and many burdens. And the book has many illustrations of some of the trials that we've been through, both Rebecca and me, as well as the church, and I want people to see that. And then finally, I still believe in preaching. You know, as we mentioned, the title of my autobiography is He Will Be the Preacher, and I believe that the baton has to be passed along. Today we live in an age where preaching is oftentimes denigrated, but I still believe, as Pastor Wiersbe used to say, that there's no substitute for the man of God taking the Word of God in the power of the Spirit of God and preaching to the people of God. And that's my final chapter, actually, in my autobiography. I want young men to understand that God still calls people to preach. And as the saying goes, if you are called to be a preacher, don't stoop to become a king. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you. God bless you, and God bless all who have been listening today.
Well, that was Dr. Erwin Lutzer, our keynote featured speaker at tonight's 20th anniversary celebration happening at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. The formal program begins at 6:55 p.m. sharp, and that's when the singing men of GNN will be taking the stage, followed by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and then Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network will emcee the evening. I'll have a few remarks for sure to share. We'll just have a glorious time testifying to God's goodness and how he's worked in and through this radio ministry for so many years. So be sure to RSVP at greatnewsradio.org and hope to see you out at Lincoln Square Mall. Now remember, there's a pre-event event, 4:30, the Urbana High School Orchestra, followed by Game Time with Dr. G. Brainworks. Then 6 to 7, the cake, ice cream, and desserts with live music by Daniel Melling. He'll be playing his violin, followed by worship leader, singer-songwriter Harold Green, who is featured on the Tuesday and Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And then we'll transition to the main stage area and get settled for a full program from 6:55 p.m. to about 8:30. All right, everyone. Happy birthday, Great News Radio. 20 years this very day as we launched it on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. So this is exactly the 20th birthday of Great News Radio. And if you tuned in Monday, you heard all about it and heard some of the background stories on how God launched it to the surprise of us all. And now he's provided these many years, and we look forward to seeing what he does in the days ahead. So be sure to come out to Lincoln Square Mall and celebrate with us and pray up Dr. Lutzer, Phil Shepard, the theater troupe, the singing men, all the various volunteers that are helping in a number of ways tonight and this afternoon. And we just thank you for your support that makes this all possible. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.